This is a CHOI news report.
Our world is on fire. Our country is on fire. Our province is on fire. And our island is on fire. When you're faced with a fire, you don't add fuel.
That was Larry Whaley from the Nanaimo Climate Action Hub speaking to the City of Nanaimo's Governance and Priority Committee meeting on Wednesday. The committee unanimously passed the staff recommendation to speed up zero-carbon building codes in the city by the summer of 2024, 7 years ahead of the province's target of 2030. Local environmental advocate Nina Rastogi spoke to the committee about why she supports the move.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I believe through your considering the city's proposal, people in Nanaimo will gain greater hope. So will people in India, where my father was from. There, more and more days are reaching temperatures at which humans can no longer survive, even in the shade, outdoors, at rest. It is the most populated country in the world. Many of us in Nanaimo have family there, and your actions will be known of. Hope gives us new energy, joy, clarity of mind, endurance, motivation to collaborate, appreciation and love, courage to try new things, courage to speak up. When we take significant steps forward and feel hope, amazing things can happen.
Councillor Paul Manley moved that the committee adopt the staff recommendations and send them to City Council for a decision.
I heard a climate scientist last week say that this is the warmest summer of our lives and the coolest summer of the rest of our lives. And we're in serious trouble. We should have been on this decades ago, and we're in feedback loops now. We're seeing our forests burn. We're seeing drought like never before. Those forests are adding carbon to our atmosphere. We're seeing the North Sea heat that it's never seen before. We're seeing the permafrost melting and releasing methane into the atmosphere. We're going into a serious feedback loop.
Carmen LeBlanc from energy company FortisBC says the company supports lowering emissions, but would like to see the city stick to the original timeline, arguing that there are other low carbon alternatives that can be delivered through a gas system.
Getting us to net zero is going to take all the energy tools in the energy toolbox, probably even energies that we don't have readily access to or even infrastructure for today. So renewable natural gas made from wastewater treatment, landfill gas capture, organics, agriculture, that's one piece of the low carbon gas picture. Another piece of that is hydrogen, to how that will add the extra capacity or volume of gas that we need to displace the amount of traditional natural gas that we're typically using. The important piece is to not get stuck on renewable natural gas, but it's low carbon gases.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh supported the motion at committee, but says it will pass costs on to consumers.
We are essentially with this motion, if it passes and council brings in the bylaw eventually, we are shifting a small part of the problem away from the shoulders of all of us, unless some of you are going to be buying these new places, and I'm certainly not moving out of the house that Sharon and I have been in for 40 years, you're going to be shifting it on to another consumer, another purchaser down the road.
Councillor Hilary Eastmere says the cost of inaction would be higher.
Every action that we take on this is worth it. The culprit here is inaction, and we have the opportunity to act now, and we know better than to drag our feet on this. And as far as shifting the cost onto another consumer or purchaser down the road, the alternative is shifting an unlivable planet onto future generations.
Councillor Ben Geschelbrecht says installing gas systems in new homes is a mistake.
If you put a natural gas system in your home now, you could be looking at a costly retrofit down the road. It's just not worth it. And when you look at the heat dome and the fact that you put in a heat pump system, you get an air conditioning system as well, that's a pretty big saving. I wish I'd done it a while ago, because the last couple heat domes with an 11-month-old at home, when my wife was pregnant last year, it was brutal. And I was kicking myself for not putting a heat pump in.
While the committee recommended that the zero carbon step could be accelerated, the BC Energy Step Code, which regulates energy efficiency in buildings, will continue to follow provincial timelines, with Step 4 coming into effect in 2027 and Step 5 in 2030. Councillor Geschelbrecht says the important thing is moving away from natural gas.
The STEP code really says use whatever heating system that you want, but just make your house more efficient. And we know that that alone is not going to get our reach our targets. You can have a very insulated home, but still be running natural gas, and your emissions are going to be high. What really is going to get us there is the fuel switching. Our consultant has said it. It's very clear the facts are that we have to fuel switch.
I spoke with Rastogi after the meeting about how she felt about the committee passing the recommendations.
I'm very pleased. I think that it is, as they said, too sort of a no-brainer that this should be passed. I feel that we desperately need to do this, not only to save the life on this planet, but also to give our children hope.
The zero carbon proposal will go to the next regular city council meeting on August 28th. For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.